What do you want? You are listening to this meditation because you want something. What is it? Do you want one thing today and something else tomorrow? Is there one symptom that emerges in your face to say, look at me, I want to be noticed today? Then that vanishes by the end of the day, only for another symptom to emerge in your face. Do you want to address the first symptom? Or the second symptom? Or both? It can be oh so frustrating. Symptoms shift moment to moment. Feelings are in perpetual flux. What we feel one moment shifts to something entirely different the next moment. Thoughts percolate throughout every cell of our body, second by second. Not trickles of thoughts, but bursting dams of thoughts with water that overflows us and tends to drown us in our misery. A key to recovery is to make a decision. What is it that you want? One thing, one wish, one desire. What is it that your heart desires? As you answer this question to yourself, you may have already thought of 2 or 3 or 8 or 9 fond wishes that you would like a genie to fulfill. 2 or 3 or 8 or 9 wishes are too many to manifest in physical form. Recovery from the symptoms of any disease, and in our case, Parkinson's, is a function of your ability to maintain focus on a single want. Not 2 wants, not 8 wants, not 9 wants, only 1 want. So you see, the true challenge is to make a decision. Decisiveness has a high vibrational frequency. Decisiveness makes it possible to materialize the want. Indecisiveness does just the reverse. If we want A and then B and then C and then D all in the matter of an hour, none of those wants will ever be realized or manifested. Too much to do and too little energy to make any of that physically possible. Recovery then happens when focus is present. How can focus then be possible for anyone? The answer is practice and discipline. Anyone can do it if they set the intention to make it so. Practicing makes all the difference in the world, for it is the discipline of the mind that allows us to maintain focus. Why is it that some people with the symptoms of Parkinson's seem to be leading normal lives, doing all that they would like to do for themselves and others? And why is it that some people are not? One answer is that the person who is able to lead a fulfilling and active and an exciting life is the person who has learned the discipline of focus, of being able to hold on and maintain one want, one wish, every day, day after day, until that want or wish is manifested in physical form. And when it is, then there can be a second choice, a second want, a second wish that you set at the top of the list. And with focus, that too will be manifested in physical form. Not within hours, most likely. Not within days, unless you are lucky. But in time, with discipline and focus, that want or wish will, my dear friends, be materialized. So, the trick of it all is to set an intention to learn the discipline of focus. Focus on one thought. For when there is focus on one thought, one wish, one want, that thought and wish and want has the power, has the energy, has the ability to materialize. Everything we see in the physical world was preceded by thought. Thoughts are the most powerful force in the universe. More powerful than nuclear power. More powerful than electricity. More powerful than coal power. More powerful than all of the military might of all of the armies across all of this world. Thoughts are the supreme power. When there is focus, then, you see, on a single thought, no one can stop that from materializing. Focus, discipline, decisiveness, all are what is necessary to launch a successful program of recovery. Nothing here is keyed to any specific want or wish. There is nothing per se that must percolate to the top of your want or wish list. You see, it matters not what that particular want or wish is. What matters is you maintain your focus on that want or wish without hesitation, without being wishy-washy, without pulling back. Determination, decisiveness, that is the leadership you need to be able to make happen what your heart so desires. What then is it that you want, really? Think about it. What now is important to you? And so the list, I know, is probably already 3 or 4 or 5 piled high. Step back and see what floats to the top. What is the most important want or wish? It may be linked to how your body is feeling. It may be linked to a specific symptom, but it very well may be not directly linked to anything connected to your physical body. It may have to do with a pleasure that you have given up for whatever reason. It may have to do with a gift you wanted to give to someone else that you have decided you do not have the energy for. It may have to do with connecting with a loved one who has been absent from your life too long. It may have to do with getting out of the closet a paintbrush or a musical instrument or a journal that you started years ago and forgot to continue entering your thoughts. What is your wish or want for now, for today? What is percolating up to the top for you? This is, you see, where most people get stuck. They do not know what it is that they truly want or wish. They're wishy-washy. They're indecisive. What they say is what perhaps they think others want them to say. What they think is what perhaps what they think others want them to think. So check in with yourself, not with your best friend or spouse or child or grandchild or parent or grandparent. Check in with yourself. This is not about what somebody else wants for you. This is not about fulfilling someone else's wish for you. This is about deciding what it is you want for yourself. open up the door to all possibilities. This may be connected to work or play or pleasure. Ask yourself, what is it that I most want now for me? As you ponder the choices, what are the feelings? Where are you getting energy? With what choice does your heart begin to palpitate? With what choice do you want to stand up and race to do it? Open up the door to all possibilities. What may give you a surge of energy is a choice you have not thought about for decades. What is it that you truly loved to do as a child? How did you spend your time? Who were you with, if anyone? What were you doing when you had a choice about what you could do? Remember the feelings of pleasure and joy and exhilaration when you were a child. Those are the times that we remember what it is that gives us our greatest joy of all. What did you love to do when you were little? As we grow older, we often lose the memory of what it is that gives us the greatest pleasure and joy of all. Because commitments creep in. The need to make money. The need to take care of children. Responsibilities of all types and characters take front seat. And as it is the case with most people, many of us wind up doing and living our lives in ways that forget what it is that we truly wanted when we were a child. How were you playful when you were little? What is the time when you remember laughing so long and hard, it hurt all the way to the next day? What is it that you thought about when you were little, day after day? Maybe you did it, maybe you didn't, but what thoughts do you remember having day in and day out. When we are young, we remember. And as we get older, we forget. Allow yourself to become younger now. Year by year, going back in time, 5 years, 10 years, 15, marching backward in time, year by year, seeing the images and hearing the sounds and smelling the smells and feeling the sensations of each and every moment you experienced through those years, marching back in time, year by year by year by year, until you arrive to the time when you are 8 years old. Where are you now? Are you having a good time? Are you enjoying yourself? And if not, shift ahead until you come to a time, until you come to a memory that is truly and genuinely joyful to you as that precious 8-year-old. A time of supreme joy and exhilaration. A time that every cell in your body will remember. What are you doing now? How are you feeling now? What thoughts are you having now? As that 8-year-old, now imagine that magically and mysteriously a genie appears to you. This genie, quite beautiful in her own right, stares you in the eyes with glittering sparkles exuding from her head, saying to you, "My dear one, what is your wish today?" Answer her. This powerful genie will grant your wish. It's a guarantee. But she does have one instruction for you, given that you are only 8 years old. The instruction is this. You only have one wish. Choose it . Stick with it stay with it, want only this wish for now. And I promise you that in my own time as your genie, I will grant this wish for you. Guaranteed. If you waver, if you waffle, if you are wishy-washy, my dear little one, your wish will not be fulfilled. So make a choice. What is your fondest wish today, my dear one? Be specific. Detail out this wish if you want to make it so. If it is a wishy-washy wish, then that is what you will manifest, a wishy-washy outcome. Get focused. Be disciplined. Though you are only 8, you can make it so. Detail out this wish. What does it look like in material form? How will it feel when you get this wish fulfilled? How will your body feel? How will your heart feel about being granted this precious wish? Feel it, see it, hear it. Watch your wish unfold now. Worry not how long it will take. You are only 8 and you have many years left in this life. There is plenty of time to make it so. So get your act together and clarify what it is that you really and truly and genuinely wish. You are only 8, and you may be limiting this wish in some way or fashion. Why limit it? Make the wish as large as you wish. If you visualize a tiny, small, inconsequential wish, it will be manifested in time. If you visualize a large, ambitious wish, it too will be manifested in time. And it is not necessarily the case that the large wish will take longer than the tiny wish. For you see, my dear child of 8 years old, it is only a function of your focus, your dedication, and your discipline to honor this most fond wish that comes from the depth of your being and your soul. We knew what we wanted when we were a child. Remember that now. Honor now your life lived as an 8-year-old. And invite yourself to march ahead in time now, just as quickly as you marched back in time. Year after year after year, growing taller and stronger and smarter and more courageous. Allowing yourself to feel all of the feelings that permeated every cell of your body each and every moment through all of each of those years that have passed since 8 years old to 9, to 10, to 11, to 15, marching up year after year after year after year after year after year, remembering the fondest wish. Year after year after year after year, remembering the fondest wish that you knew so well when you were little. Marching forward year after year until you find yourself in present time, remembering now what it is that you always wanted and wished for. Your work this week is to detail that wish out now for yourself. Detail it. Whatever that wish is, detail it out. Materialize it in your mind's eye. Focus on that wish now. And from henceforth throughout this day and tomorrow and the next day, 4, 7, whole and complete days. Hold this wish dear to your heart, for it very well may be what you have forgotten as an adult. Honoring this wish is a key step to recovering from the symptoms of Parkinson's. Many blessings, and may your focus this week be disciplined, be determined, and be declarative. Best wishes.